Black currant juice is really powerful for anti-inflammatory and antioxidative properties. So women who have bad PMS or they have a lot of problems with inflammation.
You're listening to the High Performance Health Podcast, helping you optimize your health, performance, and longevity. My name is Angela Foster, and I'm a former corporate lawyer turned high performance health coach. Each week, I bring you cutting edge biohacks, inspiring insights, and high performance habits to unlock optimal health, performance, and longevity. So excited that you've chosen to join me today. Now let's dive in. Hi friends, I often get asked, what are the key supplements to take? And there isn't an easy answer, as like many things, it's very bio-individual. I also get asked a lot about what supplements I take, and I've been a bit against sharing this information so far for that very reason, because what's right for me may not, in fact, be right for you. However, as this has been such a popular request, I will be sharing in a future episode coming soon, so stay tuned for the supplements I take and why I take them so that you can make your own informed decision. And in this bite-sized episode, I'm sharing some supplements that work well for women in terms of helping to optimize brain health, mood, muscle strength, and reduced hormone-related symptoms such as PMS and menstrual cramps. In this clip from my interview with Dr. Stacey Sims, you'll hear about the benefits of blackcurrant juice for its anti-inflammatory and antioxidant benefits, and how just 20 mils can help to reduce menstrual cramps, bloating, and mood changes. Stacey and I also discuss the benefits of creatine on muscle and neurological health without the side effects of increased water retention, and some other key supplements you might like to think about to enhance overall mood and health. So listen in, and if you enjoyed this clip and would like to listen to the full episode, it is episode number 317, and I'll put a direct link in the top link in the show notes. What are the things we need to think about and that's really proven by science for as helpful for women?
So black currant juice is really powerful for anti-inflammatory and antioxidative properties. So women who have bad PMS or they have a lot of problems with inflammation, supplementing with black currant juice concentrate is really more of a real food way. It's considered a supplement, but when you're looking at all the supplements that are out there, a juice concentrate is closer to the real food spectrum than a powder. So we're looking at black currant juice concentrate as a means of really enhancing total recovery, as well as dampening PMS or PPMD symptoms. So people who really suffer from bloating, cramping, mood change, because the polyphenols and other compounds within the black currant juice really work.
There's a brand, but I think this is powder. Is it Currens? I took that for a bit. Currens with a Z. I think they're in New Zealand, which is a company, which is black.
They and Arepa just got pulled up by the New Zealand kind of consumer watch because of some of the claims that they were making. So
okay,
you can just find any kind of black currant juice.
Black currant juice.
Yeah.
And just a small amount. How much are we talking about here?
So maybe 20 mil.
Okay.
Not too much. Yeah.
Just small concentrated. Amount. Okay.
Yeah. Same thing with chart cherry juice. They both do the same.
Right.
There's a little bit more evidence for the anti-inflammatory responses from the black currant than there is from the chart cherry. When we're talking a creatine, of course, omega-3s and vitamin D. Vitamin D is super, super important. I can't stress how important it is, especially when we live in places that are far away from the equator and we have lots of time of rain and dark winters and our vitamin D status drops.
Like it.
Yeah, I know. Like we supposedly are in spring, but yeah, not.
It's not looking that way.
Mm-mm. So vitamin D is associated, of course, with mood, and we see boosts in mood, keeping people out of deep depression. It's associated with improved immunity. It's associated with improved iron status, improved muscle function. There's so many things about vitamin D that are so important, and the research is still emerging from gut function, brain health, immunity, those kinds of things that everyone wants for longevity and health. And I feel like it's underrated where people are like, oh yeah, I get my 400 international units and that doesn't even touch it. You have to look at, 2000 international units And if you haven't gotten your blood tested to see what your vitamin D status, don't really start slamming back more than 2,000 international units. And I tell people every other day, because that's going to boost your levels. And if you start feeling better and you're like, oh yeah, there's something here, then you know, really try to get on top of it, get your blood tested, see where you are, see if you need to dose a little bit higher. Especially as you guys go into winter, it's so important to really stay on top of that vitamin D.
Mm. So important. I think so many people are deficient in that, aren't they? And as you say, yeah. It affects mood, and many people here suffer with seasonal adjustment disorder. And I think it's pretty brutal. You know, we're getting to the point in a few weeks, it will be dark until 8 o'clock in the morning, and it will be getting dark at kind of 3:30, 4 o'clock. And it's just,
That's us down here.
Oh, it's the same for you, is it?
Yeah, in our winter, we have darkness. So the further south you go, the darker it stays. When I was down in Dunedin, which is closer to Antarctica, it wouldn't get light till 8:30 in the morning, and it would start to get dark at like 3 in the afternoon. I'm up further on the North Island, but in the middle of winter, it's still dark at 7:38, and it starts getting dark at 4. And the days are gray and gloomy. So yes, very similar weather.
I hope today's episode inspired you on your journey to vibrant health and high performance. Make sure you check out the show notes for a summary of all the important links to everything we talked about. And if you enjoyed this episode, hit the follow button and share it with a friend on social media, or leave a review over on Apple Podcasts. Remember, achieving high performance health is about getting 1% better each day. So think about one thing you learned from today's episode and start implementing it today. Share with me what you've learned on social media over at Angela S. Foster. I love hearing from you and connecting with you. Have a beautiful day, and always remember, you are worthy of your dreams.